Governor Tony Evers yesterday unveiling his plan for spending $1 billion in federal funds to combat COVID-19 in Wisconsin. The money will be used to pay for ongoing efforts to test people for the virus, perform contact tracing to identify those who may have been exposed, purchase more supplies and provide resources, and prepare for a surge. The details come out a day after the governor dropped plans to work with the state legislature to pass a new statewide rule to slow the spread of the virus. Joining us on this segment of the show, Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And Lieutenant Governor Barnes, it's a pleasure having you on the program.
Hey, yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right, let me ask you this. It's been a week since the state Supreme Court struck down the Safer at Home order. What do you make of where we're at right now and what has transpired over the past week since that ruling occurred?
Yeah, so needless to say, it was a very frustrating decision that the Supreme Court made, especially looking at some of the pictures and videos of the activity that resumed shortly after the decision was handed down. But right now we find ourselves in a position where towns, cities, villages, tribal governments are all figuring it out on their own. And we're in a position where, you know, we want to be helpful as we can be. And we have to think about the tools that we have left in the arsenal, and that is making sure that testing is available in all parts of the state, readily available, and also ramping up contact tracing. And I'll go back to even with the Supreme Court decision. I know you mentioned in the intro that the governor dropped plans. I would say that the legislature has decided to not work with the majority party in the legislature has decided that they didn't want to work with us since at the onset. Many of them were still in denial, just like in the federal government. The president tried to pretend as if nothing was going on at all. And that's why we see the tremendous loss of life. That's why the United States leads in number of cases across the entire world. And this is a moment where people need leadership because, to be very honest and frank, lives are being put at risk.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you that. When Republicans filed the lawsuit after the Department of Health Services Secretary extended the order, Republicans said they weren't necessarily opposed to the order. They were concerned about the process, that they weren't included in that. And so after the state Supreme Court issued their ruling last week, the governor began the rulemaking process, and then Republicans said they weren't satisfied with that. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, that's been the case all along. They've been running away from leadership, and they've abdicated their responsibility time and time again. I mean, the governor set the table, I should say. They wanted to see the table. The table was set. They never showed up. They never wanted to negotiate in good faith, and that's the problem. I mean, you can be critical about any plan. That's fine. That's the way things should go. That's how negotiations transpire through, you know, agreement, disagreement, compromise. But there was no alternative. There was no alternate plan that was offered from the majority, from the leadership in the majority party, and that's probably one of the most frustrating parts about this as well. Because, you know, you can't just say something is bad without trying to fix it, or at least even showing a desire to want to fix it. And now they say, well, we're going to leave it up to the local governments to figure it out. But if that was the case, we should have at least had some sort of guidelines that they can operate by or within.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were expecting the Republicans to have a specific plan after the state Supreme Court ruling. We were waiting for that to happen. And now it doesn't look like that's going to happen. All right, let me ask you this. Earlier this week, right now, there are no, as you said, there's no guidelines in place. Everything can open up if they want to open up. Restaurants, most restaurants still aren't open. In Fond du Lac here, there might be one or two restaurants that are opening up. They don't know exactly how they are going to open up. But on Monday, Michigan's governor announced this Friday restaurants are going to be able to start opening up, and they have specific guidelines for doing that. And I would imagine that if that safer at home order had been left in place, probably this week, maybe today, Governor Tony Evers would have been making the same announcement. Am I correct?
I don't know. That remains to be seen. And a reason, too, why like you don't see many businesses, especially restaurants, rushing to open because they want to keep people safe. They don't want to compromise the health of their patrons, the people that come in and spend the money. If those folks get sick or even worse, lose their lives, then that's a problem for them as business owners. And so I can't say for sure what the governor would announce, but our safer home order was set to sunset on May 26th anyway, and the governor signaled that he didn't, at that point, did not have an interest or an inclination to extend it beyond May 26th.
All right, let me ask you this. As we get closer to the summer, and on Monday, it would have been the traditional kickoff to the summer tourism season, and we're not going to see a lot of long-distance travel this year. We will probably see people going on short day trips across the state, maybe to one of the great state parks in Wisconsin. But what is your sense in terms of some of the great events that Wisconsin holds during the summer in terms of mass gatherings? I know, for example, Summerfest has postponed their event. Do you envision any events involving mass gatherings at all this summer anywhere in the state as being safe?
I'll start by saying that, you know, Wisconsin is obviously one of the greatest places to be during the summer. There's so many activities. We all have cabin fever. We all want to get out and enjoy everything that the state has to offer. I don't know how that happens. I see, and this isn't even just a Wisconsin thing. It's all across the country, many parts of the world. Like, most large-scale events are being either scaled back, canceled completely, or postponed. And even in addition to Summerfest or any other large-scale activity that people were planning on attending, you know, the DNC was supposed to be in Milwaukee, you know, in July. It got pushed back to August, and most people don't see how that ends up being an in-person event. It would be very difficult to pull that off. There are questions around safety. Will it be safe to pull that sort of event off? So I don't know. It will be tough to see large events happening, you know, the way we may have envisioned them a couple months ago this summer. And that's all across the board. And it's not just Wisconsin either. It's a thing I like to remind people because, you know, there's a lot of unfortunate criticism from Republicans that place a lot of blame on the governor for problems that persist nationally. And, you know, we can't control what goes on around the rest of the world. What we can do is work to keep people safe here in Wisconsin and prevent the spread of the virus as well as the loss of life.
Let me ask you this. How do you and the governor feel in terms of the state's economy rebounding? Do you see everything continuing to be slow for the remainder of the year, or do you think the economy is going to slowly rebound before the end of the year?
Oh, we'll start to see a rebound. I do believe that we'll start to see a rebound. Will it be a rapid rebound? I don't know. That will mean people will have to feel comfortable spending their money. That means people have to feel comfortable, you know, showing up to places once again. And that's what Safer Home was all about, getting us to a place where people would feel comfortable. It was the most responsible way to approach this in terms of bolstering our economy or rebounding the economy. So I am very confident in a rebound. The timeline is where the most questions are.
Do you think that there is another possibility of a statewide lockdown again before the end of the year, depending on what happens with the coronavirus this summer or into the fall?
Yeah, I hope not. Because for us to get back to that place would mean that we would have experienced an incredibly high rate of infection or large loss of life, large scale loss of life. So I hope we don't get to that point. And as much as I disagree with the Supreme Court's decision, I hope that they're right.
All right. As we move forward, also, I just wanted, before I let you go, tomorrow you are holding a press conference, the Task Force on Climate Change. What is the message that you want to get across in terms of that regarding Wisconsin?
Yeah, climate change is an issue that we can't forget about. And it will be, it was here before COVID-19, it'll be here after COVID-19. And Wisconsin was being tremendously impacted by climate change. You look at the unseasonable, you look at the weather patterns that we've been experiencing, the rainfall that we saw last year, the historic rainfall, the rainfall we're seeing this year, crop delays, all sorts of things. Lake Superior is heating up quicker than the rest of the Great Lakes. Lake Michigan is higher than it's been in God knows how long. And these are real issues that are also going to impact our economy at some point. And they have already impacted our economy, especially our rural economy across Wisconsin. So climate change is something that should still be top of mind for folks, because this is about our future generation. This is about what kind of planet do we want to leave, but also what kind of planet do we want to inhabit. And we want to be in a place where we're experiencing food scarcity, we're experiencing extreme weather patterns that put people's lives and livelihoods at risk. I don't think so. And we all have a role to play. This is something that has been man-made. Climate change is the result of things that humans have done over the course of history. But it's up to us to change it. It's up to us to fix that. And we should be willing and ready to take on that challenge.
Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Yeah, thank you for having me.